You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast. Our podcast is here to help you with any and all aspects of church planning and development, but with a special emphasis on congregational worship. I'm your host, Dr. Craig Gilbert, founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries, and I'm happy to be with you each week as we talk about the important issues that so many churches must face each and every day. We continue to appreciate your help in spreading the word about this podcast so that everyone can get the kind of help that you're going to receive today. And I pray that this is really good help for you. This week, we continue the series that we began last week on spirituality in our worship service and the reality that focusing on the craft, focusing on the planning sometimes can get in the way of us really experiencing Christ in worship and in what we do. It's not wrong to practice our craft. In fact, I think many people don't practice the craft enough. But there comes a point when you are really developing and honing your skill and focusing on the what that we forget about, or not forget about, but that we lose sight of the who for whom that we are building this worship and that we are doing our best work. Last week, we talked about where is Jesus in the worship service, and I asked you to look at your worship service and ask where can people and how can people experience Christ in each aspect of your worship service. But I want to go now go toward the pre-service area, go backwards a little bit. And this week, I want to talk about where is Christ in your planning? Where is the Spirit in your planning? So often, I'm asked when I'm teaching in workshops and at conferences, especially when I'm teaching on the craft of worship planning, I'm asked that in the face of the detailed plans that I put together, where is there room for the Holy Spirit? This generally comes from people who have worship services that are more what we would call Spirit-led. They're less defined, they're less planned, and they have a lot more improvisation inside the worship service. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is just a valid way to plan worship, look at worship, and execute worship. But I'm a person who is an advocate for good planning. We want to make sure that our plans meet our goals and objectives for the worship service. I do have goals and objectives. I do have themes. And so it can be misconstrued that a really good plan does not have a spiritual focus or lacks a certain amount of spirituality. And so I want to talk today about where does some of that spirituality come from. Next week, we will talk about the actual worship space. But today, we're going to talk about the plan. And it starts, basically, the role of prayer inside of worship planning is the key to a high spiritual content in your worship service and the opportunity for God to show up. You see, many people will talk about how God showed up in spite of their plan. This is what we planned, and God showed up in a different way. Well, that's good. And it's certainly evidence of God working inside of our worship. But I don't want God to show up in spite of my plan. I would much rather have God show up because we made room for God to show up and we planned in a way that God wanted, that we followed God's will for worship. And so the plan that we created was the plan that God wanted. And so God didn't have to, you know, find a way to shove himself in or make the Spirit manifest in spite of what we were doing. What I'd like to think is that there was opportunities all throughout the worship service where God's Spirit would be evident. And that would be because we planned in a way that was thoughtful toward the Spirit and hopefully moved and motivated by the Spirit as we planned. So what I'm going to give you today is a multi-step process that if you follow it, I believe makes room for the Spirit, not only in your worship service, but it makes room for the Spirit because your plan is going to have that room in it. And so this is what I follow. This is my planning process that I follow, and I just want to share it with you. And hopefully, maybe you're already doing some of these things, or maybe this gives you some evidence to try something new or try something different. So, before I ever do anything, I set aside a time for planning. I pull out all of my materials, get my computer ready, get my books ready, whatever it is that I'm going to use, my list of songs, whatever it is that I'm going to use to plan the worship service. I pull all that out, get it on my desk, kitchen table, wherever I am when I'm planning worship, and I begin with a word of prayer. And just as a pastor may pray over a scripture before they begin to write a sermon, I pray over my materials before I start to plan worship. And I ask God to be present in the planning, to be present in my thoughts, to guide my selections, to guide my thoughts, to keep me moving forward in a way that it is the end result will be God's plan. It's a very specific prayer. I pray it very intentionally, asking God not only just in a general way to be present in the planning, but in specific ways. Lord, help me choose the right song. Lord, if there's some way that's out of the ordinary that you would like to speak in this worship service, give me that inspiration. You know, I'm praying for God to be present, actively present in the planning. I feel like if God isn't there, then I'm just doing this on my own, and now we're definitely walking down a path away from this worship is all about God. So I open with this prayer, and then my next step, again, trying to make sure that I stay inside the spiritual foundations of worship, I start with the scripture that the pastor is going to preach on, and I read over that scripture. I pray after I read that God will reveal to me and help me understand where the pastor is going to be. And I read the scripture again. And then I look at my pastors have always been really good about giving me some type of small synopsis of the where they're going with the scripture, because without it, I mean, let's face it, scripture can be ambiguous and you can end up going in places that you see it and you feel it, but that's not where the pastor was feeling led. And ultimately, as a worship leader, I'm designing a worship service that is in support of where the pastor is trying to take worship. And so I definitely would like to know where the pastor is going with the theme. So I spend time in prayer over that, reading it very carefully, asking God to kind of make a revelation. And then I start digging into the worship service. Now, my worship services all have a fairly standard template that we follow, a fairly standard order of worship. I would argue that just about every church, regardless of if you write it down, has a liturgy. You have a way that you do things that you say, where you take up the offering, where you pray, where you preach, where you sing. Those are standard, pretty typical orders of worship that you will follow week after week. It's a rhythm that your congregation is used to. So I'll start with my worship planning and I start digging in, and I look at each individual action, and I ask myself, is this an action that we need this week? Okay, we're going to keep it. So Lord, where do we need to go? Is this, how do we need to express this week? And so as I go through and I'm creatively planning my worship service, you know, some people start with their songs and they say, okay, you know, what songs we're going to use. And so as I make each selection, I'm telling God, thanks for helping me with that. I actually pray and say, thank you, God, for this selection. Please let me know, you know, that this is right. And after I finish each section of the worship, I'm just constantly praying as I plan. So that when I get to the end and I've got my plan and I know pretty much where we're going to be, I've got my song selected, the order of worship is planned, I know, you know, how we're going to do everything, then I take that worship service and I pray over it. And I ask God to, you know, to give me peace. That's a big part, because I don't know how many of you end up second-guessing yourselves after you finish the plan. You're not really sure if that was actually what you should have done, so you start second-guessing yourself. But I pray over the plan, and I ask God to give me peace. And if I don't feel peace about it, then I'm going back to it, and I'm going back through it again and saying, okay, what did I miss? There's something in here that I missed. But once I feel a peace about it, then I share that plan with the lead pastor, share that plan with others. I get their feedback on it. I've asked them to pray about it. And then, you know, we have our completed plan and it's ready to go. The joy and the beauty of this is that I have seen God show up in these plans and show up in a worship service through these plans in ways that I never planned. But it's not the stories of, wow, we were just really off base and God just showed up anyway and steered the ship back where it needed to be. That's great, and I appreciate that. But what I want for my services, for the services that I plan, is I want God to show up inside of what we've planned because we did it with God's will. We did it inside of God's will. We did it asking God all the way around. And it's been wonderful to see and experience plans where worship services where God showed up in ways that were exactly the way we thought God would interact with people, that we hoped people would see God. Now, I've also had plans where I walked out thinking I have it, and God showed up in spite of my plan. So I'm not denigrating anybody else. I'm not saying that my way is so much better than everybody else's, because I certainly have had my times when I don't know what I was thinking, but God and I were on two different pages. Or I like to say God changed his mind, but that's, you know, that. But the point is that, you know, God can be there in either way. But if we would spend the time in prayer and spend the time actively seeking what God wants in a worship service, rather than just throwing stuff down on paper and saying, yeah, that looks about right. And don't worry about it. God's going to show up anyway. You know, this is part of our craft. You know, the Bible says that David trained the musicians in the temple were trained. The people that served were trained. There is a nobleness to the craft. There is a deep spirituality to the craft. I don't look at worship planning as something outside of what I do. It's I do worship planning for God, and in God's name and for God's glory. And when people come and they say, "Wow, we really enjoyed worship today," I give God all the thanks. Because God is the one who gave me this ability, gave me this desire, and in reality, when I'm planning, God's Spirit is the one that's right there with me, guiding my plans. So I hope this week you will possibly take a look at your planning process and see how you can make God more present, actively present in the process, and how you can be more invitational to God to be part of what you do, so that the worship service is one that is glorifying to God because of how it was built, not in spite of how it was built, and that God is present in the worship in ways that were planned for and not always in spite of what we planned. This would be the goal that I would give you with today's podcast. So take this, use it. I pray that it blesses you, and I pray that it blesses your worship planning, and I pray that it blesses the worship of your church. Next week, we're going to look at preparing the space for worship, preparing your worship space for God's presence. And that's going to be a really exciting and I hope valuable podcast for you. So go ahead and start sharing that out. If you've got friends who struggle with planning issues, share this podcast with them. But let people know that this resource is there. And I can't thank you enough. So be blessed. And I hope that you have a wonderful time of planning this week.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.